on, everybody. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, we are here to point people to Jesus through motivating music, sharing stories, challenging culture, and promoting positivity. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in to your girls wherever you are tuned in and listening on. But of course, I cannot do the show solo. What's going on, sister?
What's going on, sister? Listen, shout out to everyone that's tuned in. Y'all, I'm going to just go ahead and say this right now. The show's already going to be better because you want to know why. We have headphones. And we haven't had headphones in I don't know how long. It just makes a huge difference. We can hear each other. When we hope you guys can hear us as well, man. So many things we got going on that's we're just proving, making great strides here at Eminem Live Radio. And we're happy that you're a part of it. But listen, we also have some things that be making us mad. We be wanting to tell y'all about it. So we're going to tell you more about it during our segment, Don't Be Salty, happening in about 3 minutes.
Yes. Now, shout out to all of those Patreon subscribers and family, we like to call you, because like Mia said, we're making some awesome strides here at Eminem Live Radio, but it's because of your support. It's because of your love, your prayers, your investment in the show that we're able to do some great things, like continuously working on this studio. It's coming soon, I promise y'all. But also, we're able to make sure that we have quality equipment, like having headphones, that we're able to produce great content the way that you deserve. So thank you once again to all of our Patreon family out there. Now, if you are interested in joining the Patreon family and supporting and investing in any way into this show, first off, thank you so much for wanting to do so. But also, you can check the description below for more details.
Listen, man, we got a lot of things to chop it up this week on here on Eminem Live Radio. And here's one of the things. We're going to talk about the L's we've taken, y'all. The L's we've taken when it comes to dating. We're gonna share the L's so yours can be W's. Okay, listen, don't go too far from us here. But listen, let's get into some music, man. Shout out to the mother to be. Shout out to Anike, who's glowing in her own motherly way. Here's Watch Her Glow by Anike right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio. She been trying to walk it out. Satan scheming for a soul. Nothing new, know how that go. Step out of defeat, see a light, watch her glow.
Ain't no Pinocchio in it, how she got all that glowing thing. Cause she's seeking the kingdom of G.O.D. The rest flowing, then flip to Matthew, that's 6 and that 33. If you zoning it, hit the price, ain't no owing. She know her worth, yeah, showing. If you a real one, let me see you why. See my life, know it's built up on the ride. G.O.D. got us moving non-stop. Light work, we gon' take it to the top. You about to see the glow. P.O.P. Lion of Judah got her singing like Leon B. Ain't hit my perm, still running like Dion. She be on her kingdom type of time. Go and get the time. Cause she's seasoning the faith, got the bread alive. Foundation on the rock, go and get the primer. She ain't glossing over sin, ain't concealing neither. Yeah, and that's how she finna move. Lessons from the Lord, so that sorrow ain't coming, boo. Yeah, that's in the word, Proverbs 10 and that 22. So let me see your hands in the air if that's you. If you a real one, let me see you why. See my life, know it's built up on the rock. G.O.D. got us moving non-stop. Light work, we gon' take it to the top. You about to see the glow. Ay, watch it glow.
Yo, the world's always turning. Good news, bad news, and somebody's mad every time. But here at Eminem Live Radio, we keep it real and we keep it moving. So before you pop off, take a breath and remember, don't be salty. Let's go!
Mia, it's a brand new week. What's got you salty?
Okay, listen, this may sound random, but America, hear me out.
Uh-oh.
Okay? You know how people have theme parties,
uh-huh,
right? Like 90s theme party or like a Vegas blackjack night. Like one time my friend had a party where we all had to dress up as the characters from SpongeBob, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keeping theme parties in mind, it genuinely frustrates me and it really kind of makes me salty when people will show up to a theme party and not dress up.
And not dress up.
I don't care how cool you think you are. I don't care what excuse you have. You're lame. Leave.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you.
I say leave and it's not even my party. I literally look at you and say, why are you here? I personally like a theme party because I like anything that can take away my stress or thoughts of, oh, what am I going to wear? There's a theme. I know I got to wear all white. I have to fit some type of persona, whatever, for a party. I commit. And Misa knows this.
Yeah.
We commit to things
like
that.
We're really good for a themed party. I have my onesie party every Christmas.
Right.
And everybody comes dressed in their onesies.
And like my friend who had the SpongeBob party, I was the opening pirate. I walked around with a frame saying, are you ready, kids? I had a green parrot. I had a beard. I had an eye patch. I still have the frame because I said, you just never know. I may need it again.
Are you ready, kids?
But I say that to say, if I can, I got it from Goodwill. It cost me nothing. If I can commit, I keep it in my calendar, put it in my notes, got the Amazon cart loaded. Uh-huh. People who don't even try at all, leave. Get out.
I'm still stuck with the fact that you have a whole frame with nothing
in it. It's in my closet.
In your closet. Okay, so this is the thing, okay? So I feel for some of those people, okay? I really do. So don't be salty because there's some people that don't feel like their outfit is all the way there. There's some people who feel like, you know, I'm a little introverted and I don't want to draw attention to myself. So I feel like those were the people. So don't be salty because at least they showed up. At least they showed up.
It's not even my party and you should leave. I'm going to hold the door open for you.
No, their presence is the present, Mia.
You're such a good friend.
I really am. I'm really someone who will put on my good in people.
I'm someone who will put on my invitation. And if you're not going to dress up, don't bother coming.
Don't be salty, Mia.
Okay,
Don't be salty.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so Misa, new week. What you got? What's got you salty?
Okay, so I was reading in, I believe it's Ebony Magazine on Instagram not too long ago. I'm a little salty because I read that Malia Obama wants to drop her last name.
Whoa.
Right? So I did a little more research on that. And she says this. She released a statement. She said, I mean, it is very important for my kids to feel like they've earned what they are getting in this world. She continues and says, they don't want for people to assume they don't work hard and that they're just naturally handed things. So thinking about nepotism, you know, the favoritism that, you know, that typically happens between relatives or generations from generations. And what I understand is that she does not want for the Obama name just to allow for opportunities to land in her lap without her working hard for those opportunities. I read a little bit more and turns out she just wants to drop Obama and just keep her first name and her middle name, Malia Ann, to continue her acting career. Right.
Okay.
The reason why I'm salty is like, still, I don't know. Like, you can still use some of the nepotism and the privilege and those opportunities to your advantage because Obama is a legacy name.
Give me the name.
I will surely use it.
I'll be Mia Cherie Evans Obama. I will take all of it.
I will use it, right?
I will take the hyphen.
So it's just to me, I'm like, it's interesting that, you know, in some cultures, nepotism is fine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it seems like sometimes in Black cultures, African American cultures, it's not smiled upon. And I mean, I get it. You want to work for everything that you have and you want to put your best foot forward without the help of your family. But it's like, if you don't have to work so hard because somebody did it for you, stand on their shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So here's my perspective on that. On the other
side. And why my last name ain't Obama?
Right. I feel like on the other side of the coin, I think really, truly, we really don't even know. Like, we don't know. But seeing the slander that Sasha and Malia have gotten since their dad started running for president has been very insane. So we don't even know that the good things, but also negatives that come with the Obama name, which is unfortunate because you should be very, very proud of your name.
That's true.
And I would say there was something you said earlier that I wanted to speak to. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I was going to say about, it's great the fact that she wants to work hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have people who ride on their name and don't do nothing, be, strung out on drugs, like, using their name for the wrong reasons, bringing shame to the family name. You know what I'm saying? And you have someone who's at least mindful to that degree that she's not disowning her parent. Like, she's not saying she hates her parents.
That's true.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this could be for a totally different reason, but she's just doing it because she wants to
make her own name for herself.
You know, if we can take anything, we can take that opposed to anything. So don't be salty for her dropping it. But I'm at least grateful for the fact that her motives are pure.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Just hand the name over here.
Maybe we can split it. So I'll be Mia Cherie Evans Oboe. And you'll be Misa Marquisha
Jones Ama.
We gonna sound like, what country are they from? Listen, I say that's a great, we can split 50-50. How much you think she's selling it for?
I don't know. That's a priceless name right there.
Right.
Listen, that was Don't Be Salty, man. Let us know what you salty about in this world. I don't care what's going on, whether it's a test, a teacher that is kind of going through, you know, your life and giving you a tough time with grades, or that new stoplight they're putting at the end of your driveway. It does not matter. There's nothing that's too hard in this life, and always just take a moment to smile at something. Look on the bright side when it comes to life being tough. Don't be salty.
Don't be salty, man. Salty. Listen, let's get back to some music. Y'all, listen, it's back. The Reach Records Summer 25 playlist is back.
Yes!
Shout out to my Reach fam. Shout out to Dre. Shout out to Ace, who killed it. Here's one of the songs, my favorites. Here's Dip by Big Breeze, Swayze, and Mizo right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio. Summer's here, y'all.
Nothing sweeter than his life when you in a shell.
Yeah, nothing sweeter than his love is like my lemonade. Really quench, thirsting for the word like it's Gatorade. Dip me in that water, dip me in that water. Dip me in that water, dip me in that water. Dip me in that water, dip me in that water. Dip me in that water, dip me in that water.
Dip me in that water like I just got saved. Dip into my wallet like I just got paid. Stutter at the bread, please pay me. Would it be a summer way? Yeah, crazy. Papi está caliente, ¿dónde está mi malta? El party al garete de aquí, nadie me saca. Flotando en la pista, la barras en una maca. Y si Dios está conmigo, de verdad nada me falta. Sweat stain, Hanes, beer, and some Perrier. Yeah, the top down, Chuchero speakers, hate the 808s. Ain't no way my AC broke down Peach Street. I'ma need a peach tea, Coca-Cola, mix with lemonade.
Dip me in the water, dip. Get my lemonade. Dip. Nothing sweeter than his life when you in the shade. Dip me in the water, dip. Get my lemonade. Dip. Nothing sweeter than his life when you in the shade.
He took his time with me, cleansed me on my sins, washed me out like the laundromat. Never wanna win, I decline, never going back. Stacking up my Bibles through the ceiling, no, I never lay. High up off his presence, smelling like his essence. Summertime, topic of discussion came to breaking it. Mizo gon' step, yeah. Nothing sweeter than his love is like my lemonade. Really quench, thirsting for the word like it's Gatorade. Dip me in that water, dip me in that water. Dip me in that water, dip me in that water. Dip me in that water, dip me in that water. Dip me in that water, dip me in that water.
Dip me in that water, made me fresh and clean. Taking lemons, making lemonades, refreshing me. Dirty socks, ripped jeans, told me come as I am. I was just a lost soul, now I'm finally free. Blind to the word like it's cataracts. Told them put the pressure on me. I ain't folding, I got living water spilling on me.
Welcome back to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Like I said, summer is here, because that was the Reach Records Summer 2025 playlist with Dip.
Bro, shout out to the production.
Oh my gosh.
Ace produced that song.
Are you serious?
Ace produced that song. Shout out to the young fellow Carvello.
Ace Harris.
Yes.
And Carvello.
And Dre.
When I tell you, that song switch beats like three different
times. And you know, I think I've gotten to the point where my ear is so tuned. A majority of the time, even without Ace's tag or Carvello's tag, I can tell when they produced the song.
Really?
Like, I don't know. I can't explain it. It's just, when I heard it, I was like, I think Ace produced this. And then usually if Ace is like with it, I'm like, usually Carvello's like, you know, they tag team it. And then when I found out he did, I was like, yeah.
Well, let's talk about Mizo. Because when I tell
let's
you.
Let's talk about Mizo.
When I tell you the power in her voice, the listen, flow in her tone, like, America. It is so rich. And she brought such. Oh, man.
Listen, America.
She just, America. Not even America. Whoever is listening out there.
Worldwide. Let me tell you what I first thought about Mizo. I tried to look her up. Because when I saw, of course, I was doing 116 Life. And then so we had to talk about the playlist. So they sent me the songs ahead of time.
Yeah.
So I knew we were going to have her on the show. So I saw her profile. And I was like, oh, she gives me like Ari Lennox, like Janae Aiko. Like she probably sings R&B. Like real soft, real cutesy. Then I heard Dip. And it was like 10 o'clock at night. I'm in my room lit and excited.
Mia is standing on like, top of the bed.
This is Mizo? I said, absolutely. Like,
so
what
she's a small little petite thing.
Yeah, and the funny thing is talking to her, shout out to Mizo, she's based out of Houston. She used to live. She used to live here, actually.
Really?
And she said that Mizo was like her alter ego because she's really low key. Real, like, you know, shy. And she says when she comes up in that on that mic, she says she just turns it on. And
you
I'm
don't
like,
hear anybody or anything else other than the power and strength in her voice. And Houston, stand up, represent Houston, all of our followers out there. Shout out to you. She put Houston on the map with that song.
Bro, ladies on the map.
Ladies.
Like, it's when I tell y'all, let me tell you something. The fact that the playlist is, of course, has Anike and Portia on it. Shout out to the Holy Girls. But also introducing even more women. Queen Lee's on the playlist. Lee Vossi's on the playlist. Yeah. Like, oh, man. I feel like this is the most diverse playlist it's been. And I was talking to Ace about this. I said, I can't describe it. I'm not the best at sonics and explaining that. But the playlist just sounds super fresh.
Yeah, it does.
And it's like, it's crazy because like we've heard music before, but it's just something about it that just sounds very refreshing. I think they should do it every other year.
I agree. But I don't think it should be every year anymore. The reason why we are feeling this freshness is because they are going outside of their regular roster for Reach Records. And they are really digging for that new fresh voice, that new fresh talent, because while Swayze is not fresh, he is revamped in a way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, okay, definitely Swayze is new to, I think, being on anything pertaining to Reach.
Yeah, but you know what? Backstory, I went to they did a listening party at SiriusXM Studios, and apparently Swayze should have been on a couple of Reach projects. Apparently he was supposed to have been on, like, some playlist prior. Apparently when they did Lightwork, he was supposed to have been on a lot of different things. And he said how it just never worked out. However, he just always had a great spirit about it. And apparently in the industry, it's kind of like, you just kind of got to wait when it's your turn. And they just said that this was his turn. And it's phenomenal. He really did his thing.
I mean, from just taking a moment to toot Swayze's horn, like, I mean, he truly has. I remember when we first heard of Swayze, and I remember, you know, he was younger, a little bit heavier physically.
A3C,
wow. years and years, way before the pandemic, before the pandemic.
Right before the pandemic.
But
actually,
had an undeniable talent.
And
he comes out the gate. He has so much dedication, so much focus. He loses so much weight.
Yeah.
He works so much on his talent. Always had the crazy out the box personality. Mm-hmm. His mind is just on a complete different level. But he just brought so much fuego.
So much.
To this song.
And even hearing him at the listening party, he said him actually even switching up speaking Spanish is out of his comfort zone. But he was like, let me just try something different. And they were like completely blown away by it, you know? So, and like Dre was saying to Ace, he was like, we should put like some Latin drums behind it. And Ace was like, that sounds corny. But like, you know, they did it. And I think it amps up the song. Even more, like, it kind of gets you like excited. Even shout out to, you know, Latinos and Latinas everywhere. Like that really, like I would like to think that you would kind of be like, you feel seen,
feel,
you know?
Celebrated.
Even shout out to Alexander, who's Reach's latest signed artist, who's, I think he's based out of Puerto Rico, I believe. And he's like even featured on the playlist. So like, there's so many different, like, there's, they have Limo Blaze on it. He's representing, of course, you know, I know he stays in the UK now, but he's also Nigerian. And then even, like, you know, there's also some UK artists that are on the playlist. So it's really cool seeing the diversity of the playlist this year. It's really fire seeing what just taking a year off has produced.
And of course, we can't forget Big Breeze, man, representing the West Side, the West Side of Atlanta. He brought it all. He always brings it. And I just kind of felt like that was our cousin, you know, just rapping over the beat. And he just always brings so much fun to every single beat that he raps on. And honestly, man, shout out to you, man. Your ear has been so close to the streets when it comes to sound and the new things coming to reach because you are another host on a podcast, you know, 116 Live. Shout out to them. Shout out to Ace. And for you to have that close relation with these artists and have an opportunity to have other conversations with them, you have so much more of an insight of what we, Eminem Live Radio, and our listeners can expect, and our viewers and supporters can expect. And I think that is just so dope. You've grown a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
In what way?
As an interviewer and being a person that identifies as introverted, you definitely can come bring great conversation and always make it to a point where you can learn so much more and also do research to bring it back here to Eminem Live Radio. Yeah, I think that's really, really dope, and I'm really proud of you because at first you were like super shy.
Bro, if you were to tell me, let me think about this. If you were to tell me like 5 years ago if I would do anything outside of you, I'd be like, absolutely not. Like, there's no chance. And meanwhile, Misa, you're fully capable of hosting, definitely hosting solo. You basically do it almost every week, especially working at SEC. Shout out to our church. And I was like, you could not pay me enough money to do anything by myself. And it's so crazy how God works, man. Just like 2020, I just really walked through. I think I talked about that here on the show. God just really walked me through comparison and just like building my confidence and had me just be, God told me, oh man, I'm so crazy. I'm remembering this. I remember when God told me, he told me, I want you to get comfortable doing things outside of your sister. And I was like, absolutely not. How could you?
When you said that to me, I was thinking, well, God, what did I do? Like, why are you trying to cut me out the picture? But
I didn't do nothing.
He was trying to push you in a totally different direction. And I'm glad that that happened because we've got to be able to stand strong on our own so that we can bring something to the table.
Yeah.
But I'm really glad like where the show is going. I love this new music that's coming out. I love how we're pivoting with Eminem Live Radio. And God is really doing some amazing things with that. Now, switch gears a little bit. I want to tell you something about what God is doing in my life.
Okay.
I got chickens, y'all.
Misa got the chickens!
I'm a chicken lady now. And I never thought that I would be saying that a year ago. But it truly was my husband. Shout out to Kimo, our engineer. He was like, Misa, I feel like we should get some chickens. And I said, you're crazy. And here we are, 10 chickens deep. Wow. But they're baby chicks. They're super, super cute. And I never thought that I would be a person raising livestock in my backyard.
Wow.
But they're adorable.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I have like 4 different kinds of chickens.
So what changed your mind on wanting chicks?
What changed my mind on having chickens? You know what? I think, honestly, it was the experience. It was the experience because I know you can recall from us being sisters growing up, there was a time where my parents purchased this home and it was on like 17 acres of land. And our neighbor was a farmer, a cow farmer at that. And he had 17 cows. My mom was like, cows. I'm not paying for Wi-Fi. I'm not paying for internet or TV. We have all this land. Go play on it. And I remember having the best weekends and summers. Cutting grass. My parents tricked us into doing chores.
Bro,
seriously.
It was so much fun.
But we would cut the grass and take the clippings and feed the cows. And those were so pivotal most.
We would name them.
Heartfelt memories that I will always hold near and dear to my heart. And watching my girls hold baby chicks is like the cutest thing. I'm going to make sure I take pictures and send them to everybody for Christmas.
Because bump the family. Look at these chickens.
Look at the chicks. Look at my babies holding these chickens. It's the cutest thing in the world. But it was great.
Your girls are going to be carrying chickens. They're going to be fully confident, fully picking up a hen.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so excited because they love the chickens.
Oh, man.
They love the chickens. And I'm pretty sure my two-year-old, I'm going to look up one morning, not be able to find her in her crib because she is in the pen with the chicks.
Yep. I fully believe that wholeheartedly.
Pray for me, y'all.
Wholeheartedly. Listen, so we have a good conversation going up this week here on M&M Live Radio. I kind of wanted to drive love and relationships when it comes to this week's episode solely because I've gone down the Love Island wormhole, guys. I gave in. I kind of have, sometimes I get slight FOMO because I'm kind of like, what's everybody talking about? I get kind of like, okay, let me, 27 episodes, I can't. Okay, let me go ahead and dive into episode one. And it's so interesting. Well, one, I genuinely like watching the show. For me, it's, don't get me wrong, like there are challenges that they do and things like that, but that are, get kind of like, dang, everybody kissing each other in the mouth. You know what I'm saying? Which that's kind of like, I'd be like, dang, all y'all just kind of kissing each other at this point. But when it comes to the love aspect, it seems really genuine. And I learned a lot watching it. And we're going to dive more into that. But I wanted to talk about the L's we've taken while dating. But real quick, when it comes to Love Island, and y'all, I wish Misa watched it. Like, I really wish she watched it, bro. But I know that she's seen, like, a lot of, like, clips and, like, have heard me talk about it. But one thing I like about the show is, and I think you would appreciate this if you, oh, Misa, you would appreciate it if you watched it. There's a camaraderie that the girls have, they're like a sisterhood.
Uh-huh.
But to me, my favorite thing is seeing the guys. Like, the guy, like, though they have these phones where they get texts from, I guess, like, you know, the producers, and they say, like, get dressed, you're about to go on a date with so and so outside the villa.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the girls screaming and getting excited, and you see the guys screaming louder than the girls, jumping around with each other,
uh-huh,
going down, helping each other get dressed, like, come on, lock in, lock. Like, they're so, and it's crazy because I just never thought that guys, like, did that for real. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's just me. And I wish it's just so heartwarming to see a brotherhood and see guys who genuinely want to see their friends win in relationships. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just thought girls were the only ones who do that. And guys just kind of like, all right, bro, right? Like, you know, thumbs up.
Like, they don't really care.
That they don't care. And when I tell you, these dudes be screaming and like cheesing from ear to ear when they be saying, I kiss so-and-so. Ah! Like, it's just so funny.
But you know, that does make me feel great to know that it's not just an emotion that excites just the ladies.
Yeah.
It's also the guys. But that also proves to me that everybody wants somebody.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to feel cared for. And I think that that's great because, like you said, it's not a situation where someone is being competitive or, and I'm pretty sure there's probably moments, it's still a game show, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? It's a reality show. It's always moments where someone's going to feel like, well, I mean, that's my girl and I have to fight for my girl to get my girl back. Mm-hmm. But you see the butterflies.
Yeah.
You see the genuineness.
And they talk about it with each other where they're kind of like, man, she's just so awesome, man. Like, she's so special to me. I'd say I could recouple with her all the time. I'm like, guys really talk to each other like this? Like, man, you gotta lock in because she got this other dude coming in and
man,
you gotta step
normalize.
Up.
Normalize. I hope guys normalize sharing their emotions and their feelings.
With each other
in a healthy way.
Yeah, absolutely. But listen, when we come back, we're gonna share some L's, guys. The one letter we're gonna share this week is some L's. Some L's we've taken in dating, you know? Just gonna tell y'all just a little bit. But listen, in the meantime, shout out to our bro, Aaron Cole. He really got one for real with this song. I love this song. Nobody But God by Aaron Cole and Paris Carriz featuring John Keith. Listen, we'll be right back right here on You Already Know.
It's M&M Live Radio.
Yeah. Listen to me. Still going hard till the casket closed. Now they don't even know half the flows. Seat laid back, what path you on? Came out the hood if you had to know. I'm going high, it's a NASA show. These ain't hits, these passion notes. Key to the city, I have to blow. Still getting cheese, no Packers though. I'm trying to make a comeback like Jesus. Give away a meal, I feel like Regis. Lost now found, my guy like Liam. I'm trying to pull up that brand new Jeep. Two take P, I'ma give him a sequel. We not equals, this not easy. Work in the hood, I be out with the people. We in the book on the dime like Cheetle. It was nobody but God. Nobody but God. The weapons that formed didn't prosper. All glory belong to the Father.
It was nobody but God.
It was nobody but God. It was nobody.
In him I trust like a dollar. All glory belong to the Father. Yeah, for real.
Huh. call. Still going up to they grave, digging. Sitting on mud, I pray. Different. Playing my raps like Bay. Listen, streets to a priest like Mace. Did it? Yeah, I'm rich cause I got his peace. Tapped in and I let God speak. Keeping my phone on D&D. Like the Neptunes, it's me and P. COVID, cover too long, I'm freezing. My angels been outweighing my demons. Yes, my tears been joyful, Jesus wet. Bless you, ain't seeing me depressed. Yeah, praise on my lips. 4 albums in and it still ain't a skit. Feel like Adam and Eve, I ain't fazed by the tricks. I'm back in the garden, I play for the Knicks. You gotta know it was nobody but God.
Nobody but God.
The weapons that fund and prosper. Our glory belong to the Father.
It was nobody but God.
It was nobody but God. It was nobody but God.
And him I trust like a dollar. Our glory belong to the Father.
Still going in till it's heaven on earth. Do you want a revolution? I'm going Kirk. I never pop pills and I'm still getting perks. I'm from the West. Satan said I'm a jerk. I bully him. I'm like, hey God, what's plans today? Hey God, let's jam today. Hey God, I'm on 10. Got one more chance. It's still God's hand today. Like, what? What? I've been tripping since Sandbox. My head cool as a matchbox. I'm writing songs like Zach Fox. Jesus the one, and trust me, I'm not. I can't look back, that's a lot. He showed me the cross and I copped. So everything that I got is all that I got. Nobody but God. It was nobody but God. The weapons that formed didn't prosper. Our glory belonged to the Father, yeah. It was nobody but God.
Nobody but God, nobody but God, nobody.
In him I trust like a dollar. Our glory belonged to the Father, yeah.
For real.
Yeah. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. And we are going in.
Going
in. As always, from the studio you're listening to, you already know it's Eminem Live Radio. That was the brothers right there, Aaron Cole, Paris Cariz, featuring John Keith. Nobody but God.
Listen, and we have more music where that came from. We're going to end the show with one more song from the Reach playlist, so don't go anywhere. But listen, we're talking about love and relationships this week, but being from a more reflective sense. Talking about the L's we've taken in dating. Do you have a lot of L's? Do you remember your dating life vividly?
I was like a teenager.
Okay. Well, that's, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's a great time.
Yeah, that is a great time.
It's wholesome, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Pure, innocent, young love.
Yeah, yeah. I think one of the biggest L's that I took was like not paying attention to the red flags.
Ooh.
You know? Like, you know how there's signs when you drive and it's like, you know, dead end ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Or caution. 5 miles ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Like different said, things that's like a nice
that. Sign. Right. I said, ooh, I like that. You know what I'm saying? Instead of seeing the signs of, okay, this person is treating you like trash, or you see the signs that they don't treat their mother right.
Ooh.
So they're not going to treat you right. They're disrespectful to the waiter when we go to a restaurant.
That's such a red flag.
That's such a huge red flag. Don't you think that when you make them frustrated, they're going to make you like the punching bag of their life at that moment.
Yeah.
So it's like that was a really big thing for me, was not paying attention to the red flags. Any of the flags, even if it's a yellow flag, paying attention to those things so that it saves you so much time.
Dang, bro. What were the red flags that you ignored?
I think red flags that I ignored was how a person that I dated in the past, a guy that I dated in the past, how friendly they were to other ladies.
Mm.
And that wasn't cool. Definitely the way that they talked to other people.
Okay.
And thinking, oh, he would never talk to me like that.
Mm-hmm.
When that was a lie. Let me see, another red flag. I'm trying to think of another red flag. And I don't know, maybe this was the Holy Spirit tell. I have icks, right?
Okay.
I have icks. When you chew your food out loud, when you smack your food,
there's no greater ick.
There's no greater sin than that. That's a big sin. You know what I'm saying? And it's a huge thing. And I should have known that when that person was eating in front of me, and you could hear them chewing.
Misa, please.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I just took my headphones off.
Sorry. And we got new headphones. And we got new headphones.
That's the biggest.
You heard that real good, didn't you? I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm going to put them back on.
So there were moments where I felt like I just allowed for certain things to happen. And you can't let your guard down like that when you're dating.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that was definitely an L.
Sheesh, man.
He smacked you, let that slide, bro? I'm so surprised at you. Yeah, and I'm not the one.
Going and get dinner is like one of my first things. I'm going to be looking at you like, watching you with hawk eyes. When you put your lips on that fork, what you doing next?
Yeah.
That top lip better touch that bottom.
But no, but for real, I think another L that I took was not talking about things that mattered in my life.
Mm.
Like, my faith. My faith is very important. I don't think I talked a lot about my faith. Like, prior to meeting my husband, mm-hmm. prior to dating Chemo in high school, and I didn't have a lot of boyfriends like that. You know, I'm not that kind of girl. But, you know, the ones that I did date, I don't think I invited them to church. I don't think I even asked them, do you believe in God? You know, like, what is your faith? Because it's getting crazy out here nowadays, Mia. Have you been seeing, there's like reality shows.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're like reading spells and putting hexes on people.
Man, listen.
And you've gotta know these things ahead of time.
I do.
In relationships. Before you end up being in a lifelong relationship and you're unequally yoked.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary to me.
So, bro, I wish I brought my Bible down. Because I literally read that this morning. I was reading 2 Timothy, and it was verse 4 where Paul was just writing to Timothy before he got executed. It was just talking about how this world's going to start being scary, where people are going to only want to hear a doctrine that pleases their flesh. And like, you know, like he called it itching ears. And I looked that up in the Greek and it meant like pleasant. So like only want to hear pleasant things, you know, but not like what the word of God says. And in everything he listed, I was like, that sounds a lot like today. This is actually very, you know, scary, you know, to know that this was happening, that he saw this coming centuries before now. So I feel you.
Mia, this is one that I can't relate to personally. However, I know that this has been something that I've seen become a trending pattern in other people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
But an L that I've seen other people take in relationships is not listening to their friends. And this one could be a little icky. It could be a little shady, a little tough.
Okay.
Because some friends you got to watch out for because they don't want for you to get together because they want to get with that person.
Facts.
But there's other people, other friends, that literally tell you they're not it for you. That's not the one. And it's only because they know they have your best interest at heart. They know your character. And this person is bringing you down. This person is doing the opposite.
Yeah.
And we don't listen to them.
Mm-mm.
That's a big L. And then you know what happens? Oh, I hate when this happens. You know what happens? You end up getting your heart broken and then going back to your friend.
Let me tell y'all one of my big L's. Saddens me every time I think about it. This is low-key piggybacking off of you when you talked about the Holy Spirit. One of the biggest L's I've taken in dating is not listening to the Holy Spirit. When I tell you the Holy Spirit is your advantage and your cheat code in everything, including dating, the best part about having the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit will tell you things that you don't know, and you better trust it. I remember one time I was interested in this dude, and for whatever reason, I kept overthinking, like, responding back to him quicker or things like that because I didn't. I don't know. I just kept overthinking that, like, I needed to always just make sure I was commenting on his pictures and doing this on social media, then responding quicker, like, FaceTiming, things like that. And this person had a very flirtatious nature. And I didn't think anything. I just thought they were just being really nice. Like, you know, they loved their mom. Like, you know, had a good relationship with, like, had great women in their life, you know. So I was kind of like, oh, maybe it's nothing. And so one day I kept thinking about this person. I was like, oh, I need to respond back to them. I don't want them to think that, like, I'm ignoring them. The Holy Spirit said to me, what makes you think you're the only one? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, no, like, what? Like, knowing, like, you know, I've seen, like, little things and, like, peep. And, like, you know me, I'm observant and I have discernment. So
right.
I peep things. But I was kind of like, well, no, maybe not. The Holy Spirit was like, what makes you think you're the only one? And I was like, well, I mean, they don't be outside like that. They don't talk to a whole bunch of girls or whatnot. So, I mean, no, I think they seem really genuine and whatnot. Probably, like, a week or so passes, I link up with this person. the dude, and casually talking, we started just talking about, I think, like, I forgot what we started talking about, but he started showing me, oh yeah, like, I was talking to this girl, I was DMing her the other day, and then also, like, this girl, she lives here, and she, like, I'm talking to her, and also, I had met this girl at this
party.
What's
his name?
Like,
where he live?
I was like, whoa.
And you're on a date with him?
No, I wasn't. I was on a date with him, because I wasn't on a date with him at all. And then I thought, he was telling me all these things, and then I was like, then the Holy Spirit said to me, what made you think that you were the only one? And I felt so, I wasn't hurt that he was, you know, talking to other people. I was hurt the fact that I was so disobedient.
Mia, when I tell you, the Holy Spirit does not play no games.
No games.
I was literally in 10th grade dating this one guy. I thought I was going to get married to him and everything. Mia, I was in the shower. Holy Spirit said, he cheated.
Where are you? No way, you're serious.
I'm not kidding.
You were in what grade?
I was in 10th grade.
That's crazy.
I can tell you exactly where I was. I was taking a shower at my grandmother's house.
Shout out to Granny.
And Holy Spirit said, he cheating.
He was?
Me, I found out the next day.
That's crazy,
I found
bro.
Out the next
That's
day.
That's crazy.
I have never had that woman's intuition. I was a teenager.
Listen, let us know, what are your dating L's? Because the fact that we kind of have something similar is crazy. Let us know. Guys, girls, when you've been dating, the L's you've taken, just share them with us. Let us know. Listen, we're going to go to some more music from the Reach Records Summer 25 playlist. Here's one of my favorites. Here's You Found Me by iProject, Melodic B, and Tripoli, right here on You Already Know.
Eminem Live Radio. Don't go anywhere.
I was out for the count and you took me down to the river laying at your feet. No joy, then you showed me grace. Now I know that you'll never leave. You gave me hope, you set me free. I know you carry me. And I was down for the count, thought there was no way out. I was drowning in the sea. Find me. I'm the one they used to laugh at. I was hurt, found my worth on the internet. You pulled up in a fire, I was me, shit. And it been to go, tried to take me for the low. But I'm worth more, proof is in the holes in your hands. When you died for me, made me wanna praise in advance. And I know, and it's only you. Hands to the sky, how can I be used? Muted all the noise, only you I choose. In your Holy Spirit, show me what to do. So now I'm yours forever. It ain't no time better than right now. When Lucy try to spin the block, I tell him pipe down. Cause it ain't nothing back there for me.
I was out for the count and you took me down to the river laying at your feet. I had no joy, then you showed me grace. Now I know that you'll never leave.
You gave me hope, you set me free. I know you carry me.
Thought there was no way out.
I was drowning in the sea.
I get to thinking about the grace that you gave. Every debt I can't repay, you come and take it away. Every time I almost drown, I see your grace in a way. Live my whole life on the nights, you let me skate anyway. Can't get enough of your mic, pick me up. Word is light, mercy made me murder my sinister sight. Could put me in the limping Olympics. I'm weak, but I'm strong. High sleep in his arms, but I'm hype. Eternal light vision. Blessed are the poor, I prefer them tight bridges. When I forget I'm scarred, I refer to my stitches. I've been healed from the dark, you ain't heard of light switches. Every now and then I feel so lost again. Like a villain till I'm kneeling at your cross again. He's my life jacket tossed, try to drown me. Yeah, I was lost, buddy, found me.
I was out for the count and you took me down to the river laying at your feet. I had no joy, then you showed me grace. Now I know that you'll never leave.
You gave me hope, you set me free, I know you carry me.
And I was down for the count, thought there was no way out.
I was drowning in the sea.
You found me, yeah.
So
That was You Found Me right here on You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. And hey, what a coincidence. You have found your way to the end of this show today. But listen, we are not done yet. We are going to leave you with a little bit of encouragement, motivation, and positivity in under 60 seconds. We call this our 1 minute inspiration. And my girl Mia has got you covered.
Okay, so here's one of the biggest things I've learned. What I've learned is this. What you know is way more important than what you feel. I'm gonna say it again. What you know is way more important than what you feel. And listen, there's nothing wrong with having emotions. There's nothing wrong with it at all. However, at the same time, sometimes our emotions can get the best of us and can drive us in the wrong direction. Like, for example, you're sad, so you may feel worthless, unimportant, or not loved. Because you're anxious, you may feel like you're going to fail or you're never going to see the light of day. Because you feel lost, you may feel you're not going to find your way. You know what I'm saying? So remember, I said what you know is way more important than what you feel, right? So sometimes we're so caught up in our emotions, we tend to forget our reality, the truth, or even who we are. So let me remind you, even though you feel like you're going to fail, you know your future is promising and you're in his hands and you can't lose. Even though you feel you're never going to find your way, you know you're going to be guided every step of the way. Even though you feel unloved, you know that you can never be more loved than what you are right now in this very moment. This is all so important, y'all. I pray you hear me. Knowledge is power. So always know how powerful, how valued, and how important you truly are.
There you have it, your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my girl Mia. Shout out to everyone who tuned in to this week's show. Whether you tune in for the first time or you don't miss a single show, we're glad you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
If you enjoyed this week's show, post a screenshot of the show you're listening to on any of your social media platforms and listen, tag us at MM Live Radio and we'll repost it.
Absolutely, y'all. Absolutely. Now also, listen, tune in to MM Live Radio next week because like always, we'll have more hashtags, music, conversation, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place. But of course, we got to give credit where it's due.
MM Live Radio is your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
Engineered and co-produced by K.E. to the M.O. Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Me Set.
And executive producer Crystal Evans and Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like the meaning.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up because none is an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day. It'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week. It'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month. It'll become the best year of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia. And you're listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
What?
You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.